This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and welcome to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. It's Fabulous Follow Friday, and I invite you to call in and give us your one-minute elevator pitch about you and your station. If you prefer, tell us about a station you'd recommend us to visit. It's all about sharing and caring on Follow Friday, and we want to hear from you. Of course, we'll be talking tips and answering your questions too, and I invite you to participate in the show. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. I've got more coming right up.
Hey, what's going on, Avi? This is Kevin Joseph from the Kevin Joseph Show, man, and I just started listening to your podcast, man, actually, like, today, and it's really, really dope, man. I really love the tips that you're giving out about so much technology. I didn't learn so much shit just from the 30 minutes I spent really just looking and listening to you, bro. So definitely want to encourage you, man. Keep up the good work. Just want to give a shout out to you and your podcast, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man. I look forward to hearing good things from you. All right. Talk soon.
Kevin Joseph, thank you, my friend, for taking the time to come over and say hello. And wow, you spent 30 minutes in my podcast. That's fantastic. I do appreciate that, too. Yes. Anytime you have any questions, concerns, I'm happy to help you. And by the way, you seem to be new to Anchor. I checked out your episodes. Like what you're doing. I invite you to join me and Kevin Touch tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where we do a record with friends for new Anchormates. And you qualify, my friend, I do believe. And as a result, I'd love to have you in there. We'd get to talk to you. You can share with us your experiences, tell us what you're doing here on Anchor, and as well, we can answer any questions you might have if you have anything outstanding. Otherwise, we just love to share new anchor mates with the community and get their word out so that, you know, people can relate to you. New people are always coming into Anchor. And when they meet other new people, number one, they get to relate to you. They get to listen to your station. They get to follow you. And they also get to learn from your early experience here on Anchor, and they may also be able to gain insight as to what they might want to do based on what you're doing. So I love the fact that we offer this up. We've been doing it since late November, and I do appreciate the possibility. If you're interested, hit me up with a call-in. It could be a private call-in. Say, hey, Av, I'm around 3 p.m. tomorrow Eastern Time. I would love to do that, and I will call you at 3 p.m., and you'll be part of the show. And that goes for any new Anchor mates that have been here for 30 days or less. We'd always invite you and appreciate you joining us. Just let me know. You have to favorite me. That way I can call you. It's the only way it works. You don't show up in my call-in list for Record with Friends unless you favorite the station. And then, of course, you can unfavorite it when you're done. But I need you to be able to do that so technically we can call you. So I look forward to that opportunity. And again, Kevin, thanks so much. I do appreciate you, and it's Follow Friday. I'd like you guys to check out Kevin Joseph. His station is available for you to tap on his particular icon on the segment that he called in with and follow him. He's doing some interesting things here, and I'm going to learn more about them. So take advantage of that, and more Tech Talk tips coming up. This is your Tech Talk tip for Fabulous Follow Friday 112.18. Today I want to talk about updating your PC and Mac, making sure you stay on top of the most recent security updates. As you know or should have heard, Intel has an issue with their CPU kernels, which affects the way memory is handled in the cache, and as a result, there have been patches made for what is now called the Spectre and Meltdown vulnerabilities that they have so aptly created. I don't know if they're aptly created, but they've been around for a while. They've just been discovered. And you know what? There's always challenges no matter what you do in programming and hardware. There are always going to be guys that figure out ways to exploit that. But as a result, we need to patch. And as a result of patching, some people are not prepared when an update comes along. Oftentimes, computers are left on all the time. You go to shut it down, you're ready to run out the door, and uh-oh, here comes a Windows update. It could last for an hour. It could last longer sometimes, and it's crazy. Yesterday alone, I had three separate clients contact me and say, Avi, I'm having a challenge with my Windows update. It won't complete. I shut the computer down three times already. I said, what? You can't shut the computer down when the update is running. It's going to either disturb it to the point where it won't install, or it could actually do damage to the operating system. So I need you to be aware that every once in a while, I recommend that after the second Tuesday of every month, the second Tuesday of each and every month, Microsoft normally releases what are called in-band updates. And as a result of that, around Wednesday or Thursday, it's not a bad idea, not just to wait for them to come down, but to check your updates. On a Windows 10 machine, the easiest way to do it is simply to hit your start button and go in the settings, and you will see an option for updates. Do your security updates, let it check, and let it install. When you do it intentionally, you won't run into a scheduling issue because you're allowing time. The last thing I want you to be is in an airport setting where an update has come down and now you're ready to get on the plane and the update wants to install. What do you do then? It's a hassle and it's not a planned event, and oftentimes you could cause some trouble because you need your computer when you're traveling. You need your computer when you're walking out the door to see a client. If you have a laptop, some of these updates can be extraordinarily inconvenient. But the last thing you want to do is disturb an update while it's running. If you've had a bad experience with a Windows update or even a Mac OS update, I'd love to hear from you. It is Fabulous Friday, and I want to hear your one-minute elevator pitch. I want to hear anything that you might have a concern with. It's a Tech Talk Tip Day as well. Q&A's all day long. Love to hear from you. Hope you're having a great day rolling into the weekend. And remember, Saturday and Sunday is our Q&A buffet, where we answer questions in a casual mode. You can call in with any of your concerns. You might have a little extra time on the weekend. You might be doing some troubleshooting. You might be doing some things. And you want to ask a question, guess what? You can do it right here. It's the Q&A Smorgasbord, Q&A weekends, Saturday and Sunday. Look forward to hearing from you.
Avi, it's O'Malley here from O'Malley's Adventure. A little tech tip, if you could circulate it, is... If you do a live stream on YouTube and it saves to YouTube, it's about 18 to 24 hours before you can copy and paste that link to Anchor FM. It's only the live streams. If you upload a video that's already been through post-production, it'll go through. But if it's a live stream, you have to wait about 18 to 24 hours. Thanks, brother. You do great work. Rock on.
My friend, Mr. O'Malley, how are you, man? Haven't talked to you since when? Christmas Eve sometime? Wow, it's been a while. The day before Christmas Eve, for sure. And I do appreciate that input. You know, I haven't done any of the YouTube Live connections into Anchor, and I wasn't aware of that. And I bet you there are a number of people that have not put two and two together to figure out why they weren't able to get their links from YouTube Live into Anchor. I know Queen Eileen does a lot of YouTube Live. I haven't heard her mention this. She may have some insight as well into her experience with this. However, I think it's tremendous that you figured that out. 18 to 24 hours later, the link will allow you then to be able to bring it into Anchor. And I know I've brought things in from YouTube that it pre-existed, but I never compared what would happen if I pushed something out there quickly and tried to retrieve it. So I do assume that post-production has an impact on what is capable of being interpreted by the clip tool. But I thank you for that, and I wish you a fantastic weekend. And hopefully 2018 is kicking off just right for you, my friend. Keep it up.
Good morning, Avi. It's Isidra Person Lynn. and Happy New Year, and thank you for all the good information that you share. It's Follow Friday, so I have a question for Follow Friday. I want to know, who can I follow with great camera tips? Do you have anybody that you know? Being a techie, I kind of think you do. So I kind of look through, but I don't see anything. If you know of anybody who could help me with my Lumix 1000, that would be great. It's a Panasonic, and I'm just trying to take pictures that are not, with the depth of field, one person's in focus and everybody else is not. I'm trying to figure out, how do you change your camera to just be like the good old days cameras where everybody's in focus? Have a great day, and thanks for this Follow Friday. Take care.
Isidra, thank you for calling in. And you know what? I have no expertise on cameras. However, I did do a little research for you on YouTube, and I have a number of different videos that may provide both tips, hints, tricks, tutorials on how to take advantage of your Panasonic Lumix. And I'm putting the link here in the caption as well as in the comment section. I created a shortcut. It's askavi.click/Lumix, L-U-M-I-X. askavi.click/Lumix. Check them out. I think you'll be able to get everything you need, and I think it might be easier for you to visualize than just to listen to. And if they help you, let me know. If they don't help you, I'll get you some more help, but I'd like to start there. If anyone else knows of any other photographers here on Anchor that might be able to help Isidra out, call in, let me know, reference that person, we'll get them some referral action, and we'll take it from there. But I do appreciate your call, Isidra. Hopefully this will help you, and always love hearing from you. Happy 2018 to you too.
Hey, Avi, this is Rare Todd calling from my Anchor Anger station, your home for metal on Anchor. And I was wondering if there was a way to make the sound quality better from the clipper tool. Do they still call it the clipper tool? You know, when you paste in a URL and it plays the audio from a YouTube clip or what have you. I'd like to be able to get some music onto my Anchor Anger station that stays in the podcast, and I realize I can do that through the clipper tool, but the audio quality just isn't that good, and I want a good audio quality experience. So do you have any workarounds or tips or anything like that? Let me know. Great station. Good work as always. Thanks, Avi. See you. Bye.
Rare Todd from the Anchor Anger station. Sounding good, my man. Haven't heard you in a while. So listen, a couple things that you need to know. Aside from the fact that you're bringing in music that you may not have legal access to push out to a podcast, you're already aware of that. You're on your own with that. The challenge with music through the clip tool is the clip tool doesn't currently support stereo. So you're off and run into a negative balance when you get started, because you're bringing stereo feed into it, and then it's creating a mono sound when it plays here on Anchor. The sound quality gets compressed. There's really no way around that, unfortunately, especially when you're dealing with music. If you're dealing with pure voice type stuff, you could always remix it. You can make it, clean it up a little bit, enhance it, do different things with it. But the unfortunate part is, because of the compression, because of what the clip tool does to convert it to M4A once you push it through, it becomes an issue and there's really no way around it. The solution, get yourself your own podcast solution with Libsyn or Spreaker or one of the more professional solutions that allows for stereo production, and then you have the quality you're looking for. Unfortunately, until then, you're not going to get the process that you're looking for here. So that's where it's at right now. One day, maybe, we don't know, maybe it'll become a premium option. But at this point, it's compressed, it's mono,
And that's the state of affairs with our music in the Clip Tool. Thanks, brother. Hope you have a good weekend.